1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Mike DeBusky. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ignoring a demand by the federal government that it remove barriers set up in the Rio Grande to prevent migrants from crossing into Texas. The Department of Justice has sued as Mexico raises concerns about the violation of international treaties.
The Red Buoy blockade placed in a shallow area of the river, forcing migrants to navigate deeper waters and later crawl through razor wire. ABC News obtaining gruesome photos showing some migrants' injuries.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. The heat wave that's been broiling the southeast moving into the Midwest. Heat indexes of 100 degrees or more expected today in places like St. Louis and the Twin Cities. Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other Federal Reserve officials meet beginning today. Tomorrow's the day we will get an expected decision on interest rates. Twitter's new look is just about complete, the blue bird disappearing from platforms being replaced by an X. This is ABC News. Fighting fires on the Greek island of Rhodes with chainsaws. Trees being taken down to try and slow the new wildfires that have sprung up. And temperatures there, like much of Europe, hot. Highs hitting around 100 degrees today. Two names absolutely owning the box office. Oppenheimer topping $80 million in ticket sales. And Barbie.
Okay.
With the final numbers in, Barbie's box office domination even bigger than originally thought, a $162 million opening weekend. It's a figure that must be beyond director and co-writer Greta Gerwig's wildest dreams, because in an interview before the start of the SAG-AFTRA strike, she told us they were putting the film's pieces together during the height of the pandemic.
We sort of thought, like, who knows if people are going to go back to the movie theaters. But I thought, well, if they do, let's make the biggest, craziest, wildest ride.
Gerwig now holds the record for the highest grossing opening weekend for a film directed by a woman. Jason Athens in ABC News.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. We want to be your guide around EAA. Here are a few personal picks for Tuesday morning, July 25th. A birth to flight presentation happening at the EAA Museum Theater at 8:30 a.m. This is all about Paul Poperesny and why he brought the fly into Oshkosh. Todd, I had a chance to meet him a while ago. What a man.
And such a nice guy. What would we do without him? If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a commercial airline pilot, you can find out during a Day in the Life discussion at booth 329. That's at 10 a.m.
In awe over the stunt planes. Don't miss this talk on how aerodynamics influences aerobatics. This starts at 11:30 at the Aerobatics Center.
That actually sounds really cool. Find more events to create your custom schedule at EAA.org. Follow us at civicmedia.us and listen in for our next update from EAA in Oshkosh.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A crash in Winnebago County this morning warranted flight for life and closed part of Highway 41 southbound for over an hour. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. near an off-ramp at Highway 26 South. That is the major interchange for Whitman Airport. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, numerous agencies responded in addition to Flight for Life. With the EAA Air Venture opening this morning, this is one of the busiest travel days of the year in the Fox Valley. There is no additional information at this time. The Taylor Shabusiness trial starts today in Green Bay. After hearing from an expert witness Friday morning, the court decided Shabusiness is fit to stand trial. A jury was selected Friday after the hearing. The 25-year-old Shabusiness is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the mutilating of the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Some extremely interesting people, and this gentleman might be the most interesting of all.
The guy,
how much cooler is he than you and I?
Right? I mean,
so much cooler than us.
Okay, so we're all interested in aviation for some degree. Some people the history.
First
some
of all,
people,
were
technology.
Were either one of us commandos in the Israeli army?
Right.
No.
I mean, so we got a guy here. Our next guest. I want to just set this up just a little bit. The future of aviation is people can think what they want, but this whole, I don't know if it's called flying cars, Jetsons is what John could relate to. But
did you guys get the Jetsons in Israel back in the day? The TV show Jetson? Remember Judy Jetson?
Yeah, sure.
Kinda hot.
Of course.
Kind of hot.
Okay, yeah. So your company and you manufacture, co-founder, you're going to make the next
big thing in aviation.
The next generation of aviation is coming from your company of Israel.
Yeah, first of all, I hope so. Yogi Berra said it's very hard to make predictions, especially about the future.
Yeah.
Okay,
very
so
good.
We built it. We hope that we will sell it. That we have a lot of traction. The company was founded by our CTO. Okay. His name is Ken Rosen. He's here with me in the show. I'm the CEO. I'm co-founder, and we build those things. Yes.
Hey, tell me, those they're not helicopters. They're not small airplanes. What? They're flying drones, or how could people who are listening relate to
visualize
what?
Them?
Yeah, well, the FAA refers to it as powered lift.
Powered lift?
Powered lift.
Okay.
So Harrier is powered lift, F-35 is powered lift, then the Osprey is powered lift.
So you don't need a runway?
Yeah, exactly. So anything that goes up and then forward is powered lift.
All right, and that's what you manufacture.
Yes. Now, there is a trend in the past 15 years of electric aviation, and if you look at the evolution, you have the motors grown far away into the evolution to be able to lift something. Batteries, well, Elon, thanks Elon for that. And
okay.
the flight control system is the evolution is from drones, basically. So when this came to be enough to lift a person, being the people that we are, we just put a person on that, right? Now, what we did is adding a wing. And there are some other companies doing that, but most of them are doing it the Osprey way. So very, very complex.
Okay.
We have something which adheres to basically or is relevant to private aviation because it is very simple. There are no moving parts at all.
Aren't there only like 8 moving parts or something like that?
Yes, there are only 8 moving parts.
He did not believe me.
He told me on the way down here.
He didn't believe me.
I didn't believe it.
So we don't even have control surfaces on the aircraft. Everything is done by differential thrust.
So John could fly one of those.
Anybody.
Yeah, well, that's what you're saying. Wow. When I say that, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So tell me, these are going to sell, because I asked you if I could buy one, and you told me that you have a waiting
well,
list.
Well, we showed it. We have a saying, in the, we say, if you want to fly, fly, don't talk. Yeah. Right? There's a lot of marketing going on, a lot of people drawing things and showing things on the internet and YouTube and so forth. A big drone is not an aircraft, okay? If you want to put a person on it, or I should say maybe an Airbus A380 is not a stretched Cessna, right?
Right.
Okay, so you can't take a drone and just stretch it, make it big. So we first flew, we worked for 5 years or almost 6 years now. Wow. We started flying in June 22, basically. And then we went to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
And showed it there.
Really?
Yeah. And just to give you a hint of how traction is going, 2,500 people saw it that day. 52 swiped their credit cards and put a deposit on the aircraft.
No, really.
And 60% of them were not pilots, so they were.
Oh my gosh! How much was the deposit, if I can ask?
$1,000.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, we stopped taking money because we stopped at 350.
Okay.
And we have an additional 350 waiting list on top of the deposit.
So you get 700 waiting list.
About 700 waiting
list. Incredible.
Yes.
Do you need a pilot's license?
You will need, this is very exciting because about 3 days ago, the FAA released a draft of the rule, which is called Mosaic. I don't know if everybody is familiar with this. This is an expansion of the LSA, the old LSA rule, basically, it covers multi-motor, electric, fly-by-wire, and additional things that includes us in the new LSA rule.
And you're pleased with that?
We are very pleased with that because it makes our certification path very, very simple. About license, the pilot license will be somewhere between probably sports pilot and private pilot.
Okay. 10 years down the road,
yeah.
If you could plan it out exactly where it's going to happen. Where would it be with this vehicle?
So we, our dream is to make general aviation available to everybody.
Great.
Okay, we all have dreams. Most of us don't dream about being a pilot. Okay.
Right.
Some of us want to be Chuck Yeager or Lindbergh and so forth. Most of us want to be Peter Pan, right, or Mary Poppins or Tinkerbell. You want to fly. You don't want to be a pilot.
Yeah, I don't know and about that so much. But okay.
I mean the others.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
All adults grow up except one. That would be John. But anyway, wow. That's Peter exactly. Pan.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway.
So 10 years into the future, I see ourselves selling many, many, many hundreds per year.
Wow. How would it be regulated, though? Like, let's say you wanted to go to Chicago. Do you do a flight plan? Do you?
That's the same thing as LSA. Okay. We try not to invent anything.
Yeah.
Even in the aircraft, okay? So we try to go into general regulations.
Okay.
We don't see this landing in Chicago, same way you don't land with a Cessna in the middle of the city, right? It's also with a helicopter. You don't go into urban, high-density areas.
Got it. Okay.
So this would be me going to visit John, right?
Yeah.
Did he's
50 miles.
50
this,
miles.
This is exactly like having a Robinson without the complexity and noise.
Okay. And this is... You've got, how long have you been working on this? 5-6 years, you said?
Kent started working on this 2017. I joined end of 2018. We're only 30 people. We're backed by investors. And it's in the making for the best part of 5 years.
How do you recharge them?
Like a Tesla.
I mean, okay,
it's the same thing. Same socket, everything
okay.
The same.
So you truly do have a relationship with Musk and his batteries?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, you're just saying that.
No. We try not to innovate too much. The vehicle by itself is a big leap. Okay.
Okay.
So we take off the shelf things. We try to adhere to whatever is out there.
Okay.
And you know there are the infrastructure in the U.S. is phenomenal in terms of EVs. So
yeah.
Why not use that?
So if these people who are at the Kentucky Derby, I didn't go. I wish I would have gone because I would have given you my deposit. But
and
they
Aperol Spritz also.
Lots
of it.
They can fit these in the garage then? Or what? Do the wings
yeah, it folds what? It folds to the size of an F-150.
Okay.
So the wings and arms. I encourage people to go on the website and see. I mean, you can't.
You have a great website.
Seeing.
Give us
yeah,
the address.
Give us, that's what I was going to
so
say.
That's
people Air EV, what we're talking
about. AirEV in one word, .aero. This is, it's like a drone. So it has four arms and wings. So imagine a light sport aircraft with four arms sticking out of it with the motors and rotors at the corners. Okay, and the physics of that is very, very similar to a drone. Controlling it, you know, it's a ton of a device. Okay, if you take the regular LSA and you add 800 pounds of batteries, you get close to a ton.
Your batteries are 800 pounds?
Yeah, the if you look at the proportion between battery and gasoline or any fuel, it's 1 to 30.
How much weight can it carry? Like if a guy was
The payload is 550.
550.
So two people, you and I plus luggage, other people without luggage, but
right.
two people.
But John and someone else, maybe not, but you and I could do that. Yeah, we're okay.
Exactly.
So 550 pounds, and how long would you say with the...
The duration, the cruising is about an hour.
Okay.
And each time you take off and land, it eats a lot of your energy.
Sure, so, right. So. And how fast do they go? Like
so cruising is about 76 knots. You can go up to 110, 120.
Okay.
But it's electric. It's limited by range.
Sure. Yeah.
So don't. I mean, you can go faster, but don't. This is not a fast machine.
Does the military have an interest in this?
We
this
have a lot like of traction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of traction from defense all over the world.
I believe
all
it.
Over the world. Yeah.
Wow. This is cool. This is awesome. So this is literally the future of aviation.
We're
right
talking
here.
To him right here.
Yeah. Future of aviation right here.
You're exactly.
In Israel, which you... tell me about your interest. Were you a young... I mean, you're young now, but were you a little kid when you got interested? Or was it your time in the Israeli military? Or what got you so interested in this to make an investment and become the CEO?
Well, this is an opportunity to change the world, so to speak. As
right?
Steve Jobs said, to make a dent in the universe. Okay. We think we're not solving the congestion problem, okay? We're solving the congestion problem for people who buy it. We are contributing to sustainability. We're contributing to general aviation becoming something which is more available to people.
You're right.
That's the dream.
It's fantastic.
What
it's
I love about your company is you're customer focused.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, this whole customer focused, quality driven, I think if people would listen to their customers, we would have a better...
I hope and believe, yeah.
Yeah, I read that about your company, just think if that's your focus as the CEO, you're going to come up with the right product, you know?
We surely hope so. And we think, I mean, we have a static unit here in the States. We had a unit here in Oshkosh last year.
Oh!
It's just that we're flight testing every 2 months, and it's very heavy on the company, so we didn't bring it to this time.
Okay.
But we're going to be in other shows in the States, and I encourage people to come and see it, because it looks very, very different than the regular light sport aircraft.
Right, absolutely.
All right.
We're going to be wrapping it up here. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say, so you went to the Kentucky Derby. You had to stop taking orders.
Yeah.
You want to really get back ordered, go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
In Las Vegas.
I'd love that.
We're going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
So we'll...
Can I ask you the price of them right now?
We don't have an exact price.
Okay.
It's going to be north of 200 probably.
200,000?
Not a lot by
okay.
This is the range.
I mean, that doesn't sound outrageous for your
right?
own personal
no, no.
flying machine.
Yeah.
And you're saying that it's not... You don't have to be a rocket scientist to fly it.
My kid daughter flew it on a simulator first time, landed on a roof.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. This is cool. This is really cool.
Yo, this is, we're going to be reading about you someday. I mean, this is just great what you're doing, the change the industry. Wow, it sounds like
we could say we met the guy that changed the aviation world.
We got to get a picture before you leave, because I'm going to say, I know that guy.
Yeah,
that's great.
Anyway, thank you for coming in. I know it was early. Sorry the trams weren't running this morning. You had to walk here, but we appreciate you being here. And again, when you talk about the future, you know, you're it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you very much. And thanks for your service for your country.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I know everybody does it in Israel, but
we're all in it together.
You're all in it together. All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the week here. Mind on the Mayor at EAA back right after this.
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 86. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 83. Mainly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Free flight. 0 hour, 9 AM. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, coming your way from EAA. What an interesting gentleman that was. I mean, I'm not even kidding about that. This gentleman sitting here for the last 15 minutes might be the entire future of aviation as we know it today. I mean, as far as with each, not each person, but where it's not going to be unreasonable to have a little plane in your garage that you can take off from in your driveway. It's incredible.
He dropped a few names. He quoted Elon Musk. He talked about Steve Jobs. And that's the way he thinks.
Yeah.
He thinks he can change this. And he's flying here next year in one of these little things. And, it's amazing what his vision is for the industry. And, you know, we're always going to have, you know, commercial airlines. But personal aircraft is
amazing.
It is. And
it's here. I mean, I don't know if they're working out kinks or what they're doing, but it has arrived.
Well, if they're taking the waiting list, they got 700 people on the waiting list. It's going to be $200,000. It's going to be like the drones, so you don't need a runway. I mean, when we talked to that company yesterday a little bit, you know, they have personal aircrafts that were a little less expensive. I think they were like $50,000 less, but you needed a runway, so it's going to be more.
Right.
And this thing here.
So you're not going to keep it in your garage.
No. Yeah. And this folds up.
Yeah, it folds up. It's the size of a truck, pickup truck.
And he said his
size
daughter,
of a pickup truck.
And he's a young guy, but he said his daughter flew it, landed on the roof.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
And I mean, it's the thing that I get a kick out of, though, too, is that it's the FAA, you know, you'd think an entity like that would be like, oh, no, pump the brakes on this.
Right.
We don't want. It seems like they're encouraging something like this.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Would you really get one? Would you really fly one?
I would.
You really and
truly
would?
Absolutely, I would.
You really
I would love that to go visit my mom or I don't know if I had nothing, absolutely nothing to do, I'd go visit you. But I just think to fly up to Door County and just land somewhere.
I agree. I think it sounds phenomenal.
It's two people, right?
Is it? Depending on the weight.
Yes.
What are you at these days? I mean, we would be close. We better not take a sack lunch.
No, we'd have to throw some of the stuff overboard.
Yeah, we'd be throwing stuff out as we go.
I think I could get into that. And I think people, you know, out on Long Island are going to fly out to the Hamptons. I just think this could be a nice recreational vehicle.
I do, too. I think it's phenomenal.
And the view is going to be beautiful.
Okay, the only thing I didn't understand when he was talking about how many knots it goes. So, like, if it goes 100 knots, how many miles per hour is that?
Yeah, I'm one of those ugly Americans.
Yeah, me
I know.
Too.
We didn't do the metric system.
I know.
Remember, we had the opportunity
to
do it.
I know.
And that is so easy to divide by 10 or multiply by. But
why did they drop that?
I think Americans, and
what they do, the most confusing thing is for, like, alcohol, it's like, well, it's a liter. It's like, what's that? You know what I mean? Why the one thing?
Just give me the biggest bottle you got.
Louise.
That's the way we do it.
Oh, okay. Todd said, Todd, talk into the microphone because I can't understand what you're doing here. It's numbers.
Right.
Todd is good with numbers.
Todd is our producer.
It's numbers.
Yes.
In Oshkosh.
100 knots is about 115 miles per hour.
Oh, it's faster.
Okay.
A little bit faster.
I thought it was less.
No.
Okay. What am I thinking of? Oh, like a 10K. You know, a 10K is really only like 7 miles.
No, it's 6.2.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is.
It is. I've run those, Johnny.
What's the 5K?
No, it's 5K is 3.2. A 10K is 6.
Well, then why do they still do a marathon for 26 miles?
I guess we haven't got into the K thing on that. But
so it's faster, huh, Todd?
So 115.
So it's 150 miles
an hour.
Thank
you, Todd.
I mean, that would take like nothing to get from place to place.
No. I think it's more than that. It's the experience of getting there. It's flying over these farmlands.
I know.
Flying over houses and looking at the beauty of this world. I think it'd be great. I'd love it.
You know you'd have to look out for, though?
He
didn't say how high they go, right?
No.
We should have asked him, what's the altitude?
Okay, we'll go find him after today's
show.
But
you know what? You have to watch out for? You have to watch out for windmills.
I think you fly a little higher than
that. I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? You got to watch out for those. Because I heard they hit a lot of birds and things like that. So you got to watch out for the windmills.
I think we'll be a little bit higher than a windmill. But anyway, yeah, that's great. And we are going to shift gears a little bit in our next segment and talk a little bit more about history and some of the things that are happening here. But there's just there's a lot of cool stuff at EAA, and I just want to give a plug for EAA.org. But I also want to – this future of aviation with this company from Israel who was just our guest is Air EV.
You
look at their website, and he said he spent a lot of money.
It's kind of hard to describe. You know, we're trying to describe what they look like, but it's like just trying to describe an elephant to somebody that's never seen an elephant.
Right. I mean, it is. It's radio, but
yeah.
That is cool. And I still want to give a plug for those of you who are in the listening area that might want to come down here. This goes through to Saturday. Night shows. There's air shows starting at 2 o'clock, I think. Is that what he said this morning? Anyway, there's things going on all day here, and there's everything from the education to the history to the future, and 10,000 planes are here.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But let me ask you this with those small planes again, though. Do you think that it could get to the point where if enough people bought them, it would all of a sudden the FAA would step in and say, oh, we really need to regulate this. These things are flying all over the place.
Sure, and I think they should.
Control them more.
It's like cars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to drive on the right side of the road.
Yeah, but that's what it means.
But certain heights, certain directions.
Yeah.
But that's easy. I mean, that's just a matter
I was listening. So I was listening. I think you were going to the men's room again for the fourth time yesterday. And I was sitting over there by the
I was out looking for guests, and she dropped the ball on it.
Doing.
But anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Blame me. Here we go. So I was over there by the control tower,
yeah.
And they kind of have it on a loudspeaker where you can hear them giving you the directions.
Oh, yeah.
There is no job in America that I would be worse at than being an air traffic controller.
Right. And
wow.
Yeah, that's got to be stressful.
What
can you imagine that you're queuing up all these planes to come in,
yes.
And then some guy calls in with an emergency.
Yes.
So that means everything you're planning is off the table,
yes.
And you got to take care of this one guy and let these other 100 planes who are queued up to come in.
Yes.
And yeah, that's – God bless them for doing that.
I could never do that.
I would agree that's high on the stress level. But I went over there today to talk to them and said, look, can you come on our show? But they said they're busy. I mean, come on.
What? Do they know who you were?
I know. Busiest airport in the world. And I'm like, what? You can't come on the Mind on the Mayor show?
I was the mayor of Green Bay for 16 years.
They're not coming.
Who
so,
the hell
anyway.
Do you think you are?
Exactly.
Actually, she was super nice.
That's too bad.
Anyway.
I'm sorry for you there.
All right.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. We're back with a lot more coming your way from EAA, the Mind on the Mayor show. Back after this.
Rocket Man. We'll be right back.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubovsky. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ignoring a demand by the federal government that it remove barriers set up in the Rio Grande to prevent migrants from crossing into Texas. The Department of Justice has sued as Mexico raises concerns about the violation of international treaties.
The Red Buoy blockade placed in a shallow area of the river, forcing migrants to navigate deeper waters and later crawl through razor wire. ABC News obtaining gruesome photos showing some migrants' injuries.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. The heat wave that's been broiling the southeast moving into the Midwest. Heat indexes of 100 degrees or more.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the
Bud Tussle
Studios.
Today, you will get an expected decision on interest rates. Twitter's new look is just about complete. The blue bird disappearing from platforms being replaced by an X.
There is updated news on the crash that caused part of a building to collapse in downtown Green Bay. According to Green Bay police, they responded to the scene a little before 11 p.m. where a minivan crashed into a building on Main Street. Witnesses reported to police that the minivan was driving recklessly when it rammed into the building located between George Street and North Irwin Avenue. The driver of the minivan, a 29-year-old woman, was taken into custody. She and her passenger, a 27-year-old man, both sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A man was stabbed near St. John's Homeless Shelter in Green Bay. A 45-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries, and a 23-year-old man is in custody following the incident, which happened around 4 a.m. Monday morning. Witnesses say the stabbing followed an argument in St. John's Park. Green Bay police are asking anyone with information to please contact them.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn.
Hey, welcome back. Mike and the Mayor coming your way from EAA Air Venture 70th anniversary, and another beautiful day. It's not really that hot out there yet. It's nice walking around here right now. It's fantastic.
It is. And like, it's so clean and so easy to get around. They got the, you know, just all these different displays. But this whole salute to the veterans, Johnny, I think we should just emphasize how important that is to this industry. Well, how important the veterans are to this industry, I should say.
Well, that's why I thought it was cool going through the Warbirds
area
yesterday. That was just incredible, seeing those planes.
But, yeah, on the 28th, this Friday, is designated Salute to the Veterans at Air Force at Air Venture 2023. And just the whole parade of veterans is going to take place on Friday. We're going to have many veterans in attendance here. The parade will be at at the Warbird Alley where we were. So, you know, that all starts place at 2 o'clock. And so I don't know if people are planning their week. I know we had a lot of people in Green Bay yesterday for the Packer shareholders meeting. And then we're going to talk about this more on Friday, but we have Art Fest coming up too.
That's right.
Right? That's in Green Bay this weekend. So,
and did you break the news they don't have any inventory of birdhouses?
I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think that's a big deal to them. But
right.
Anyway, yes. But the that's going to be a cool event. And I, you know, we look at, and I know we talk a lot, or I talk a lot about about this being the number one community. But when they looked at, you know, cost of housing and crime, but the amenities that we have here, it's incredible, all the things you can do. And we were even talking tonight at St. James Park. You know, the Cougars are going to be performing there. That's just a neighborhood association that is putting on a concert at St. James Park. You know, there's going to be food trucks. It all starts at 6 o'clock. The Cougars come on at 7. They're playing for an hour and a half. And, you know, that's just a cool thing to do. And then you can come down here for a day.
Are they pretty much cover band?
They have some original stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's high energy. Cougars,
I've never seen them.
Oh.
What?
That's like Big Mouth.
Right? I don't get out much.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
Yeah.
And you need to, John. It's all part of what we're supposed to be doing, right? We had our boss on the show yesterday from Civic Media, and our job, our goal is to engage with the community. So,
and we are.
I think that would come under the umbrella of getting out.
Oh.
So anyway, I invited you over tonight, but you have something to do in Manitowoc, which is another great community. They have a ton of stuff going on in Manitowoc. And of course our reach goes down to Fond du Lac and obviously here in Oshkosh and Appleton and Marinette. And so we want to, people, if you have something going on in your community,
let us know.
An email.
Absolutely. We'll plug it for you.
We want to do that. And we have a great rest of the summer coming up here.
Hey, you know what's going to be really cool? Something we have to talk about is the county fair, the Brough County Fair.
That's awesome.
And they've got that Veterans Day. I'm actually going to be a featured speaker.
Oh, good.
With my really good friend who's a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
Book signings and everything. But that's going to be coming up. We'll talk with Joe Olick more about that.
He's great.
Veterans Day at the Brough County Fair. Brough County Fair is still a very cool event to go to. It's a lot of fun and great family atmosphere. And they don't gouge you in prices.
I was going to say, I always like that about the fairs is they're affordable. And this is affordable, too. I mean, coming into the EAA, and like we talked about, you know, thanks for Boeing. But, you know, if you're 18 or younger, you know, they'll pick up the price of ticket. It is. And they've been doing that for the last 2-3 years. And as our guests have been talking about, any industry to be sustainable, you need the youth, right? And we're all getting older.
Let me ask you rather have been a bomber pilot or a fighter pilot?
Well, I think the fighter pilot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no question. That would be pretty cool.
That would be fun.
That would
right?
be really cool.
You know, I mean,
I flew in a B-17 one time, the World War II planes, and they're a lot smaller than you would think on the inside there too. And you just feel like it was just tin, just sheet metal, and you felt like it would just a 50 caliber round would just go right through that like a hot knife through butter.
Right.
And there was no place to hide.
A fighter pilot, though, you don't have to get permission to shoot, do you? Is that your call?
Yeah.
No, that's what I would want. I would be totally in control.
You're in control. Yeah.
Okay, I would. That would have been, but I still, you know, we talk about, you know, we missed the Vietnam War. We're just a little bit young for that. We just missed that. But, you know, like I said, if God let me pick my 100 years on Earth, I would have taken it 100 years earlier. I would have 200 years. I would have loved to be part of the revolution.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been my thing.
Do you really think you're going to live to be 100?
Yeah.
You think you're going to live to be 100 years old?
Well, if I look at what you do and I do the opposite, I think it'll be all right.
It's a good way of looking at it, actually. That really is.
And for those of you, because it's the Mino and the Mayor show, or Mayor and the Mino, depending who introduces the show, we have M&Ms that we give out if you come to visit us or if you stop by our studio on Washington Street on the city deck. And so we've been at this for, it was a month today, Johnny.
I know, it's a month. I know.
Congratulations.
We didn't do our weigh-in.
No, we're not going to either.
We're
going to
do that as soon as we get back.
Somebody
get there. Somebody gets $100 from the other person.
We get there.
Or would it be null and void if neither one of us lost any weight?
That's where we're at right now.
I know. If we gained weight in a weight loss challenge, does the whole thing become null and void?
That would be our out.
Yeah.
Because we'd qualify for that.
I know.
But anyway, when you wake up at 4:30 in the morning and you drink coffee and then you come and eat M&Ms, and I like cashews too. So yeah, we got to get a better program. We got to get some fruit or some vegetables.
Not a big fruit fan.
Yeah,
you?
But yeah, no. No.
I wish I was more of a fruit fan.
We should get like hummus and
oh my god,
and
isn't hummus like baby food?
Yeah, it is.
It's like
my
baby
kids
food.
Eat that though,
it's
and
like
they're healthy.
A little Gerber
it
jars.
Is. It is. It doesn't come in a Gerber jar anymore. It comes in a little plastic thing. But hummus and
isn't it like
asparagus,
peas, or beans or something?
Well, it would be
ground
beans.
Up beans.
It would be beans.
Okay.
Yeah, hummus would be.
Why
beans.
Why would you eat that?
Yeah,
why would anybody eat hummus?
No, I think they sell a lot of it.
And the other thing is kale's got this big thing going on. Well, why kale? Why kale?
But kale,
why can't
my
just
kids,
eat lettuce?
They do. No. What they do is it's kale chips. So you take the kale and you put it like on a baking pan.
Okay.
And you bake it and you eat that instead of potato chips. That, not even close.
The taste?
Not even
no,
close.
No,
how can
not
you
even,
say,
no.
let's eat this instead of that? It would be like, I remember my dad one time went to
It'd
see
be like
it.
Near beer.
Well, no, really? No. My dad one time went to the doctor, and he had this, like, 22-year-old nurse comes in, and my dad liked martinis. And she said, you know what, Mr. Schmidt, I don't think you should, instead of drinking martinis, why don't you just have ice water?
Oh.
He goes, well, evidently you don't drink martinis. That's what he said.
Wow.
I mean, it's like the kale chip thing.
I don't get that. I just don't.
But, Johnny, if we're going to hit the 100 years, we
I know. I'm a big fan of the keto diet.
We should make a few life changes.
I'm a big fan of keto.
Yeah.
Big fan of keto. As the gentleman went yesterday.
How yes. are you? Yes. Come on, sit down here first. I'm going to talk to you.
Let me grab my buddies out.
Grab your
buddies.
All right. Grab your buddies.
Okay. Yep. All right. It's a very interesting story here, too. Gentleman we met yesterday.
Yes.
With their small plane.
This guy, so he's from Texas. It's a kit plane.
I got and a thing.
These planes that
think,
were in
I think
a,
I got a quick text. It said your dad was right. Staying pickled will make you last longer.
He lasted a long time.
There you go.
But these guys... You know, it's a kit plane, and I think something that was in a box a few months ago, and now they're flying.
Well, wait a minute, though.
He flew up from Texas.
I know, but your son-in-law does something that would scare the bejesus out of me. Hang gliding?
He does.
Oh,
his dad
off
his,
of cliffs?
His, yeah.
Oh, my
his
God.
His dad was the champion in Columbia.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's just... But
you know
hey, you guys, thanks
to,
for
you know
coming.
What I always thought I'd be good at? You ever watch Wide World of Sports, the cliff divers from Acapulco?
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
Sergio Robles doing the thing. I'd be good at that.
That was his dad. So, anyway.
Oh, gentlemen, how you doing?
You guys, it's nice to
meet these guys yesterday. They're from Texas.
Yeah, early morning for us. We went to the EAA tent first looking for you guys.
Oh, we weren't there.
The EAA radio. Yeah, that's not you guys.
Thank you for coming in. Nice to see you guys.
Really appreciate this.
So, we were talking about you guys a little bit earlier. You... flew up here in a kit plane? Is that what it's called, or what's it?
It's a home built, but it's Jeremy's airplane. We'll let him talk about it.
Jeremy,
Todd's going to be the mic man there.
Yeah, Jeremy, tell us about your plane.
Yeah, it's a Velocity. Hang on 1 second. Good.
Yeah.
It's an experimental aircraft. Velocity. It was built in 2005. I'm actually the third owner. I've owned it for about 8 years. It's a design by Bert Rutan. He's a well-known designer, engineer, and his big thing is the Canard aircraft.
Okay.
The long easies and the very easies, and the Velocity is the larger version of those. It has the Canard in the front and the engine in the back.
Okay. So how much for runway do you need?
Usually about 3,000 feet.
Oh, you do need that much, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes a little bit more runway than the typical aircraft.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Likes to go fast. It doesn't want to fly slow.
How fast can you go?
It cruises about 200 knots.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing the math this morning. What is that in miles per hour? John struggles with this.
215, 220
That's
miles.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you guys...
What's that?
Mathematically, that's 230.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I knew it was. See, these are noise talking about. So you guys, this was a kit plane, right? I mean, this is, or what do you call those when you...
Home-built.
Home-built. It was a home-built plane. So is it, like, certified, or is
I mean, do you put it together?
I did not put this one together.
Okay.
You can. So a gentleman did put it together out on the East Coast, and so I bought it from them. I did not build
it. Can I ask, you don't have to tell me, how much does a... plane like that cost? Both you guys flew up together, right? And you have luggage in there? Like, okay. So it's a...
Actually, yeah.
Four of us.
Forfeit?
Yeah, his 6-month-old baby. We did it on 5 months.
That's cheating.
5-hour, one leg from Austin, Texas area. And baby never cried once.
So wow.
Kind of amazing. Very comfortable airplane because you're sitting flat on the floor with your feet out in front of you and the seats lean back a little. So
almost like an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
Wow.
So the baby'd never flown in a piston plane before, obviously. He'd been in a jet across. He'd already punched his passport to Costa Rica about when he was 2 months old. So this guy flies all the time. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a hobby or is it a job? How do you get into this?
And I've been flying since I was 15.
That's
cool. So I've been flying for 30 years. I did the civilian route, then I went Air Force, and then got into the corporate world afterwards.
What
so
did you
I've
fly
in
the Air Force?
My whole life. I was a training command.
Wow.
So I was an instructor pilot in two different airframes, the T-37 and the T-6.
Okay.
We were talking to a guest earlier this morning.
Actually, they got a bunch of those over here in the Warbirds situation, right? The T-6? I thought he was talking about
that,
Jim.
That was the original T-6. So okay. The T-6 I flew was actually the Texan II. It was the second version, a turboprop version.
But I remember him talking about the T-6 was a big...
That was the primary, and that's why they renamed the one I flew the T-6, because it's also the primary trainer now.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what got you interested, engaged in aviation? You were 15 years old, you said?
Yeah, I started when I was 15, but I guess my dad's best friend took me up when I was 8 years old, and I was hooked ever since.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So the guy who was talking to us is if we can share the experience, you know, and there's EAA flies a lot of their goal was to fly a million kids in,
Young Eagles program.
Yeah, Young Eagles, and that's working, and, you know, look at what it did for you, and this is your thing. I'm just very curious. I saw your plane yesterday, and we talked a little bit. How much does, like, a kit plane cost, about, like the one that you have?
I don't know. If you just buy the kit, I would say probably $100,000, and then you put thousands of hours in it to put it together. It's a big deal when you build an aircraft.
A thousand hours to put it together?
Yeah, I'd say or more.
And that's probably what guys that know what they're doing.
And his is more of a, it's like the Long EZ. It's a composite-built airplane, so it's not a kit that comes in pieces that you bolt together like a Vans RV.
That's what I thought it was.
So common. Yeah. But these are much more rare because they're built from scratch, essentially. And you make foam molds and you build your fiberglass or composite body around that. I've never built one, so I don't know. But I'm a Long EZ. I'm on my second Long EZ. And once you're a canard pusher guy, you realize that the tail of every other airplane is pretty much pushing down to counter the weight on the front of the airplane. So the tail is always just pretty much drag. And the original airplane was a canard pusher, right? The Wright Flyer had the motor in the back and the little canard wing on the front for the elevator. And that's the main things that makes, I mean, that's what drew you guys to the airplane. Doesn't have a tail. And his is the XLRG. So it's a retractable gear and it's got a wide body. It has three seat belts in the back seat and obviously two up front. And then baggage behind that. We brought chairs and suitcases. And
what's your weight limit, do you think?
Useful load of about 1,200 pounds. So I fill it with gas, we can still put almost 600 pounds of people and stuff on board.
Wow.
And go about 1,000 miles. So it's a very, very capable airplane.
And you stopped in Iowa just to see your parents?
Just because my folks are there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I mean, no problem at all.
It cost you a fortune on commercial, you know, do that stop, then actually get another probably three flights to get here.
Right. Is it regular fuel? Airline fuel?
100 low lead, just like all the piston airplanes run on mostly.
Okay, we got 30 seconds for the segment.
Oh, all right. You guys stick around. I got a couple of questions. I want to talk that personal aviation interests a lot of our listeners. And, you know, the history interests a lot of people.
I mean, it's the wave of the future aviation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to listen to you guys. All right, we're going to be right back.
Break. Mino and the Mayor.
Mayor and Mino. 97.9.
I think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit vrapwi.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 86. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High of 83. Temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9. We're coming your way from EAA in Oshkosh, meeting some extremely, interesting individuals. And you would sound, you know what I would like doing the show so much more if you sounded like him.
Yeah, I know.
If you had that Texas
Jeff, kind of thing, I know, yes. That Texas draw.
If you sound like that,
and this he's, would... He looks like a fighter pilot,
yeah,
right?
At
least we look similar.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Anyway, Jeff and Don, we met these guys yesterday. They flew up
can
here
I fix
from...
Can I record real quick here?
Okay, thanks. They flew up from Austin, Texas, stopped in and saw Jeff's parents in Iowa, which is so cool. They have a aircraft that seats four. It's one of these kind of kit airplanes that was built by somebody on the East Coast. They purchased it, and very safe, very fast. But the other thing that interested me, and I think should interest a lot of people, is they really have a passion, as everyone does in this industry, for something. Their passion is for preserving airports that may be on the verge of closing or closed. And how can we, looking at the growth of personal aircrafts
right.
that these guys have,
right.
How can we maintain and keep these airports going? And Don, you guys got to share your concept. And I love the whole business model that you're looking at. And just try to explain that to some of our listeners here.
So this started out for me. I was living in Austin, Texas. I'm a retired Austin Fire Department guy. And when I found this little airport, I was a skydiver before. I was a pilot for a long time. So
much cooler than us. So much cooler.
I know.
Fire, skydiver. So much cooler.
Oh, man.
That's a funny story, too. But so I found this airport just looking for a new place to jump out of an airplane and see some different scenery. Lago Vista Airport's it's the high ground right Lake Travis, just outside of Austin. And I stumbled upon this place, and I found this little building we're going to rent, and we're going to use it as a jump base and mm-hmm. pack our parachutes in there for the weekend. And we got out of the plane and jumped into a private park down on Lake Travis, like right on the shores, kind of a
cool.
beach landing. And it was so fun. But the most impactful thing that got me was when I see the school bus pull up and five kids get off the school bus and all go running down the taxiway to this big hangar. And those kids all grew up on that airport. I'm like, these are the luckiest kids on the planet.
Yeah.
So that moved me into all firemen have a side gig, so I was a real estate agent the whole 22 years. Right?
We're sore, both of us.
I was a mayor. I know that.
Yeah, anyway, we're talking about that on the way down. Doesn't everybody have the real estate license?
Oh, right.
Pretty much, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. But I started looking at real estate around there and found a couple of lots down by the water and thought, this is where I'm going to build my dream house. And then I saw those kids get off the bus at the airport, and I was helping a guy buy four lots at the Lago Vista Airport. And he had one son he kind of had a falling out with, and he let me buy that lot instead of him. And he actually financed me into it, which was a great windfall
yeah,
for me.
Right.
And so I bought that lot and started living at the airport up there and helped build out a couple hangar homes up there and designed a couple from my real estate background. And
hangar homes, so you built a home in a hangar.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And I helped one woman built her. She's a widow, and her husband loved the hangar and always wanted to live in it. And they talked about that, and I'm like, why don't we build you a hangar behind the hangar? And he was the Jag man, so he had a wonderful car collection. So we built her a 7-car garage with a living quarters above it,
Wow. Looking
over the roof of the hangar at the runway. And just that lifestyle up there, I had my old dog, Honey Bear. We would go walking up and down the taxiway every morning, and it's so quiet at an airport that the lifestyle was just so different than being in a neighborhood. And I wanted to share that with everyone that I've come across. And like every pilot
around the country, right?
Should get a live. Yeah. Central Texas is so busy, and it's a years-long waiting list to get in any hangar anywhere.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we came across the Salado Airport where I was a skydiver, and it was going to get sold, likely turned into a shopping center. So we got some partners together and bought it and paved the runway, and we just 2 weeks ago finished the taxiway system, so now we're a functioning airport again.
Cool.
And we're going to build about 70 hangars.
Wow.
So people...
And people can live there.
That's phase one, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
So we... Our real estate has skyrocketed in our community building around Lambeau Field. I mean, really, that's some of these houses have gone from very little
from to... From 80,000 to like half a million.
Oh, easy.
Literally.
Easy. 700,000. So wow. you're taking this. And there are a lot of abandoned or quiet airports, right, in the United States?
Right.
I mean, we have more airports than any other country in the world, right? The United States does. And so you're taking these. So the people who live there renovate these hangars into some... I bet awesome places, right? And they also fly?
Everyone up there flies.
Okay.
So, and that was the Lago Vista Airport, and it came about in a strange way. No one lived up there for a long time, and
right.
One guy had to kind of go fight City Hall, and they had a quiet meeting and said, no, we're not going to approve people to live at the airport, but he found out that they voted not in an open meeting, so he threatened to sue him.
Local politicians. I can tell you stories. Buddy, could I forget Hunter Biden's laptop? Check out this guy's laptop. I'm telling you.
Whatever. Yeah, back to you.
This old German guy, Jürgen Cohen, he's a neatest old guy, and he fought him and got the whole volunteer board that had voted in private to not approve living in the hangars for no good reason. He got them to all get removed and got approved to live up there. So you improve the security of the airport when you do that.
Sure.
You got people of a sudden living in what was a vacant industrial space.
Awesome.
And about 10% of the hangars up there are occupied right now full time. And that's pretty typical. I don't think every wife is necessarily ready to live in a metal building.
Yeah.
So what happens in Salado, I'll get to the real quitch of it. The airports are all surrounded by a buffer zone to keep the neighborhoods from moving in and shutting down the airport eventually.
Sure.
So like Temple Airport's a good example, has about 1,400 acres. They use about 400 of it. If they were to sell us some land for a very good price, then we develop it and give deeded access to the taxiway and runway system. And I would never do it with less than about 50 people. So that way you have enough of a property owners association or a condo association like we are in Salado to have a board, and the board filters out all the infighting you see all at the little airports.
Right.
So now you've circled the wagons, and you got a bunch of aviators involved in managing
what
the airport.
What a great concept.
Awesome.
What a great concept. Kind of a, I don't know what the word would be, but it's condo airport living. I mean,
I kind of want to do something like that, though, with silos. Remember I told you that?
Yeah. We'll talk about that another day. But, yeah, he wants to live on like in farms and silos. But you have got – what an entrepreneurial eye you have on abandoned airports to turn those in. Do you have like a website people look at that? Can people learn?
Yeah,
how can people?
It's SaladoAirport.com. That's okay. SaladoAirport.com.
Did you run into a lot of rattlesnakes when you guys were refurbishing those things at all?
I haven't seen one yet, actually. I'm not running the bulldozer, so
okay.
I think it's awesome.
I love what you're doing, and I think there's a market for that. And what you're doing with aviation, what you're doing with redevelopment, with preserving an airport. I mean, I think it would be a great place to live and enjoy your lifestyle. All right. You guys are awesome.
This is great. Really great meeting you guys.
Thank you for coming you guys.
Sure,
all right.
Enjoy your time here.
Thank you.
Jeff, thank you. All right.
Cowboy fans, both of you? Cowboy fans?
No.
No?
Packers.
All right. There
okay.
we go.
All right. We're good.
Yes. What another great day here. So much fun. And actually, the fun just starts right now with walking around there.
Right.
We're out of time. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Back again tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor. See you.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves, your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration. Here's Terry Barr.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Whitman Field in Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
That's Dick Napinski. He works with EAA and knows the history of starting in a Milwaukee basement.
They had their first fly-in. It was part of the Wisconsin Air Pageant and a grand total of EA members, 21 airplanes and 100.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.